Hi, I'm Joel of Heart City Church. I'm happy you've joined us, and I want to return to what we considered yesterday. In James 4, verse 10, James says, "Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will exalt you." James then adds immediately after, "Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, He who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor?" Now, James just talked about in verse 10, about us humbling ourselves before God and He will raise us up. And at first it seems he changes subjects here, saying, "Hey, don't speak evil against others." James, what's the connection? I think the apostle would say, "Joel, you have a tendency to try to raise yourself up on your own instead of letting God do the raising." And I might say to James, "Well, how would I know I'm doing this?" And I see right here in bold, speaking evil words about others. And James is right. The moment I put someone down, I am entering into the mode of exaltation, self-exaltation. When I say, "Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? How she puts all the restaurant sugar packets in her purse when she eats out? Did you notice the new car she's driving? Huh, cost a pretty penny, I bet. Yeah, probably from all that money she saves swiping sugar. I bet she never tips either." Friend, what am I really doing when I do that? Well, first I'm implying that I am better than her, because I would never. I'm also placing myself in the position of being judge over that person. I am self-exalting. Now, James' concern here is slander. Slander. There are some matters that ought to be reported to the proper parties. James understands that. His concern is slander, when you defame, belittle, or seek to shame a person when it is unnecessary and always far less true than you're making it out to be. When your whole goal is to cause your hearer to see another person in a negative light, you are slandering. James has much to say about our words. Back in chapter 1, verse 19, he said, "Be quick to listen, slow to speak." Go back to James 3 and read how our tongue is a world of unrighteousness. I mean, think about that description. In between our chompers, we have a whole planet of evil. That is a pretty serious thing. So if you're doing it, slandering others, cut it out. It is not only harming your neighbor, but your wagging tongue actually destroys you. Proverbs 18:7, "A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul." And verse 8 adds, "The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body." So we can add that if you're the hearer, eating up the dirt about your neighbors like chocolates, you're actually poisoning your very soul. And mark my words, the person speaking slander will eventually do it to you as well. Since a slander is all about their own self-exaltation, no one is exempt. By eating it up, you're actually encouraging a world of evil which will eventually launch an attack on your person. So, Joel, what should you do when someone says, "Hey, did you hear about so-and-so and how they did such-and-such?" Well, you might say, "No, I didn't. Let's go over there and talk to them and see if there's a reason they had to do that. Maybe we can help them so this won't happen again." I suspect their reaction may well tell you whether it is good and true. And the whole truth is another point that James is getting at. When you decide to slander someone without knowing all the facts, and that includes their motives, you are actually forgetting your place. You are to be a law doer, focused on your own obedience before God. God, the lawgiver, who knows all the facts and motives, He is the one we are to leave judgment to. Because James adds, "Who are you to judge your neighbor?" The Bible teaches that none are righteous, not one. The good news is that God doesn't judge bad people who turn to Jesus. That is our only hope, because even after we become believers, we still mess up a lot, don't we? And despite our continued failings, God never says, "Oh, Joel, you've gone too far now." No, He doesn't. listen to this helpful quote of Derek Prime. He writes, "The knowledge of our failings make us more and more hesitant about expressing any form of criticism to others. The man who knows himself learns an increasing silence before others' faults." When we slander others, we don't actually know ourselves as sinners saved by grace. So cut out the slander, my friend. And if James hasn't gotten your attention here, listen to his half-brother, our Lord Jesus, who says in Matthew 12:36, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word they speak." My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.